Day 22, frame your first dollar. So when people are featured on Side Hustle School, the first step is they usually go through this intake form, which is just a survey. You can actually see it on the sidehustleschool.com site. It's a survey asking them various questions about their side hustle, what's their day job, where they get the idea, what happened along the way, what was hard, what went really well, and so on. And one of the questions we always ask, and sometimes we come back to it and follow up with them later about it because I think it's so important, we ask people about their first sale. We say, what happened when you got your first customer, your first client, or your first email that says like, hey, you've got money? And I do that because I've learned over time, both through my own experience, but mostly just from hearing over and over and over from so many different people, how empowering that moment can be. And I hear language like over and over of people that say like, I couldn't believe it. You know, I've been working on this for a while, but when the money actually came in, I was like, wow. Some people say things like, I shouted out loud, or like, I got this notice in a meeting and I had to tell everybody about it. Some people even say things like, I looked at myself as a different person, or I felt like I was walking on air. And keep in mind, this is usually for small amounts of money. Like most people for their first sale, it's not going to be like $10,000. It might be $20, it might be $100 or something like that. But nevertheless, it really is empowering. And that's why my mission with Side Hustle School is to get people to that first point, and preferably sooner rather than later. So I have a lot of stories about this myself. The one I was thinking about in preparing to talk to you on this module today is a long, long time ago. I think we're talking about more than 10 years now. I was in Brussels and I was traveling between Brussels and Luxembourg. I was staying in Brussels for a couple of days and I had a little day trip to go down to Luxembourg and back. I think it was about an 8-hour trip overall. And that week I had been experimenting a little bit with Google AdWords, which were kind of new at the time, like these little ads on Google. And like I said, at the time this was new and you could bid various prices, you know, per click. So that was the AdWords side. There was also the AdSense side, where if you were a publisher, if you had a website, you could install these ads on your site and, you know, get paid when people click through. So I had been toying with this little experiment and I thought I had stumbled on this way to kind of create an arbitrage opportunity where I was essentially like paying for clicks on the AdWords side, you know, bringing people to a website and then they would click various other ads and I would profit on the difference. So in other words, if I paid 25 cents for a click, my hope is that that visitor would click on something that would pay me 30 cents or whatever it was. And obviously I had to account for the fact that not everyone's going to go and click another ad and so on. But the whole point was that I was trying to create this profitable formula. So I'd been researching this and thinking about different ideas. And that day I went to Luxembourg, the morning before I left, I set up a couple of my first experiments. And back then, like I didn't have a smartphone, you know, Wi-Fi wasn't ubiquitous. I don't think I even took my laptop with me on the trip. I just took my notebook and some books. So I went down to see the city, you know, came back that afternoon. And of course, the whole time I'm coming back, I'm kind of wondering, I'm like, what if anything happened with this project? Like probably nothing. But I get back to my little guest house and I go and like log in. And what I see amazes me. What I see is almost like a holy cow moment. Probably said something stronger than that, but you know what I mean. And if you're expecting me to say like I had made $1,000 or something, that is not the case at all. What I saw was I had made something like $1.26. And I've told this story in front of a couple of audiences before. And whenever I say that, people start to laugh. And I'm always like, no, you don't understand. Like, it's actually not a joke. I saw that I had made $1.26 and I was so excited because I was like, if I can do this with a little experiment, what can happen next? What if I do 10 experiments? What if I can build up to 50 experiments over time? Like, I really don't know what I'm doing here. I just set up this haphazard experiment, been offline the whole day. And even though it's a tiny amount of money, it is profitable. So to use that word that I started with, I felt empowered. I felt like, yeah, this is great. And actually that project did go on to make something like $30,000 over the course of the next year or so before it eventually kind of died out. But $30,000, you know, like at that point I was back in the States, that paid for my first year of grad school, essentially. Like all of my friends had student loans, but I had this side hustle that was essentially paying for my education. And no, it didn't last and no, it didn't become a huge business, but for me, it was awesome. It was amazing. So I say frame your first dollar because, you know, I'm kind of referring to this thing you may see at a pizza parlor or any number of retail establishments. You go into a shop, they've got their first dollar like hung up on the wall. I've actually seen this in other countries too. Whatever the currency is, like they've got it framed or they got a picture of their first customer, whatever it is, they're kind of celebrating that moment. And I think it's actually important. I think it's important to say like, okay, of course I want to make more than $1.26. This is just the beginning, but I'm going to honor that victory. And so my challenge for you, like maybe you've already experienced it, but whenever you experience it in your next project, or whenever you try a new strategy or build a new product or offer a different service, when you get that first sale, celebrate it. Frame your first dollar. look with pride on what you've accomplished, and you know, then look to the future on what you're going to do next. So whether that's now or to come at some point, hopefully soon, that is my encouragement for you today, and I will see you again in the next module.